especially for salvation and deliverance, for his keeping power. God is a good God, and like Brother Johnson always says, I recommend him highly. I desire your prayers this morning as we look into the Word of God. I feel like the Lord gave us something. It wasn't sitting real heavy on me until just right now. And so I desire your prayers. Because I want to get over what the Lord has for us, and I want to get over in a way that it be a blessing and an encouragement to you, a help along the way. The title of the message would be Affirm and Reaffirm. All right, affirm and reaffirm. Again, I desire your prayers this morning. I don't want to hold you too long, but I want you to get a hold of what we have this morning. In our lives, we will have to make a clear and a definitive choice about the matters of our soul. God is wanting for us to make a clear and a definitive choice about our eternal destination, and about not only that, but about how we're going to live our life. And so affirm is something that is, it states as a fact, it asserts strongly and publicly to show or express a strong belief in or a dedication to. And so there's a question that is being presented to each and every one of us that is here on this earth. There's a song that in our songbook, it says, what will you do with Jesus? And so there's a question that is being presented to you and to me. And so God wants us to make a clear and definitive choice. Turn with me, if you will, to Joshua 24. We're going to read verses 14 and verse 15. And I want you to be thinking about what we're talking about this morning. What are you going to do with Jesus? What is a choice that you're going to make? Are you going to make a clear and a definitive choice, or are you going to waffle about the matter of your soul? Joshua 24:14 and verse number 15, please.
Now therefore fear the Lord.
All right.
Serve him in sincerity and in truth.
All right.
And put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood.
All right.
And serve ye the Lord.
All right.
And
pay attention to what she's saying here. If it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And so this brother here is an example of someone who made an affirmative choice. He understood in his heart and in his mind who God was, and he decided, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And so we have the same opportunity this morning to know who God is, and to make a choice in concerning and regarding what it is that we're going to do. There's a song in our songbook. Somebody get it, song number 423, and read maybe a verse or two of it. We've got to decide in our hearts and our mind. You know that sometimes when we make decisions, we kind of make a soft decision. We kind of write it in pencil sometimes. And so when it comes to the matter of our souls, we got to take a strong stance. We got to take that pen and we got to write it, and we got to put some exclamation marks behind it. Lord, I'm going to serve you because I love you. You have given life to me. I was nothing before you found me. You've given life to me. Heartache, broken pieces, ruined lives are why you died on Calvary. Your touch was what I long for. You've given life to me. And so I'm going to serve you, not now, but right now. I'm going to serve you until I die. That's what I'm talking about this morning, making an affirmative choice. May God help us this morning. We have to, like the brother said, write it upon the tables of our hearts. This is what I'm going to do with my life. Not only because I want to make heaven, but this is how I want to live my life, by the grace and help of God this morning. Song number 423, read us a verse there and see what it says this morning.
What will you do with
Jesus?
Not for you today.
He knocks on your door today.
Will you open and bid him enter?
Or will you turn from him away? What's the chorus say? I'll open my heart, Lord, gladly. I'll crown him there today. I'll trust in his blood, most precious, to wash my sins away. Hold there for us, please. He's got a choice for us in Revelations 3 and 20. You know, these songs, they agree with, and they're backed by the Word of God. I'm going to always say that. I'm going to keep saying that because I want you to know that these songs are written by people that were children of God, and the same God you and I know, they know them. And God gave them these songs by the Word of God to encourage us, to uplift us, to help us along the way. Go to Revelations 3 and 20, and let's see what that says. All right, it says, behold, I stand at the door and knock.
Any man hear my voice?
I'll open the door.
And will come in to him.
I will come in. I'll sup with him and he with me. All right, so he's standing. Remember that song, What Will You Do with Jesus Who Knocks on Your Door Today?
Yes.
Lord Jesus, God is knocking on the doors of our hearts.
Yes.
And he's wanting us to make a strong and definitive choice in regarding our never-dying souls. He says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And I want us to get a hold of what it says here. If any man hear my voice.
Yes.
We talked about this morning during Sunday school. I believe a request came in. Brother Terry was talking about it. We talk about when people don't serve the Lord when they're young. Many times when they get older, not only do they not get saved, but they don't believe that they can be saved.
Right.
Brother Terry was talking about one of his brothers. He said, the sin that I've done, they're so bad, the Lord won't forgive you. This says here, any man hear my voice. And so that anybody can hear his voice, and they can say, Lord, I want you to come in. I want you to sup with me. I want you to save me from my sins. I want to live for you, and you can do it today. You can do it now. And not only that, you can make that affirmative choice and then reaffirm it along the way. We're going to talk about reaffirming in a little while, but I want you to be encouraged this morning to get to know the Lord if you don't know him. If you made a soft decision, if you've written it in pencil, erase that thing and put it in pen. Do it right now today by the grace and help of God. May God help us this morning. Inspired in the Lord, encouraged in the Lord to go on for the Lord. You can do it. I can do it. We all can do it by the grace and help of God. May God help us this morning. I think the Lord, he doesn't sit stuff on us so heavy sometimes, it's because I wouldn't even be able to bear it. And so he just gave it to me. He laid it on me. And so I want to lay it on you this morning. I want to go to heaven. I want to be a child of God. May God help us. He wants us to make that choice, and he wants us to be serious about it. Thought about marriage vows, and we'll get into some scriptures, some other scriptures, and some examples of affirming and reaffirming our choices. Thought about marriage vows. When I got married, marriage was a very serious thing. Doesn't seem to be very serious to the people these days and in these times. But I knew the vows that I was taking, and I knew that they were important. It says to love and to cherish from this day forward. But it says another thing. It says forsaking all others. Did you understand what I'm talking about this morning? And so we're paralleling our marriage to Christ with our marriage, with our loved ones and our spouses. Look, it's not a very strong marriage if we're playing around on the side, is it? If we're still dealing with others and we got some kind of relationship going with, and Christ is the same way. When we come to Christ, that's who we're for. That's who we're with. And we're forsaking all others by the grace and help of God. Now that is an affirmative choice. May God help us this morning. That's what God wants from us. That is what he's expecting. And he's not going to accept anything less. God is not going to force us. Do you understand that? Marriage is, it is bound by love. All right? And so our marriage to God, our relationship with God is bound by love. And love is not forced. I don't have to drag my wife, and she doesn't have to drag me. We love one another. We care about one another. And we want to be in the relationship in the same way when we make an affirmative choice to live for the Lord. That's how it is. Nobody has to drag us to church. Nobody has to make us pray. Nobody has to make us love him. We love him because he first loved us. May God help us this morning. This is what the Lord is talking about. Make an affirmative choice and then make subsequent choices. That means choices that come after that original choice that support this choice that we're making today. May God help us. Affirmative and reaffirmative. Reaffirm and reaffirm our love for God. We want to live for the Lord all the day of our life. All right. Go to 1 Peter 5 and 8. I want you to understand something. When you make a choice in this way, you're going to have an enemy that's going to come against you. And I'm talking to you young people. We talked about you all this morning. I wish y'all were in the Sunday school with us this morning. It talks about choose ye this day whom you're going to serve. But it also talks about remembering now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Young people, we're talking to you this morning. Get a hold of the Lord while you're young, while the evil days come now. Alright, you get a hold of the Lord when you're young, you'll miss a whole lot of things, and you'll be glad you did. May God help us this morning. Get all out there, get bound up, get in some terrible situation, and the Lord, and the enemy has, even though the Lord may deliver you from what you're dealing with, the enemy has something to beat you with while you're trying to go to heaven. Don't give him that weapon. Get a hold of the Lord when you're young. Don't give him anything. Live for the Lord right now, today. May God help us. What scripture did I say? 1 Peter 5 and 8. Got an adversary, don't we? Talk about it a little bit. Somebody read for us, please.
Be sober.
Be sober. All right. Be vigilant. All right. The adversary, the devil. All right. Roaring lion. Going about seeking whom he may devour. All right. Read. All right. All right, so it's talking about you've made an affirmative choice. You've said to the Lord, I'll part with thee, O Master. This is my firm resolve, and I'll boldly state my reason why we must now dissolve the wages of sin is death. One of the reasons why you and I are saved here this morning, if you're saved, is because we understand that there's no future in the world. There's no future in sin. The pay is no good. And so we decided by the grace of God, the Lord, we're going to live for you. It doesn't matter how good we are. Doesn't matter how good we are living for the Lord. If we're a child of God, then we are a child of God. Praise God. Some of us are very easily, seem like we love the Lord, and it's easy for us to do. And some of us, it's a little bit more difficult. We got a little bit more things that we have to deal with. The bottom line is, we are children of God. That's the key. He's not looking. Listen, Peter made it in, and so did the ones that made it a little bit easier. They both made it in, you understand? And so you and I can make it in, but we have to make that choice. And we have to understand that making that choice is so important, that because we have an adversary that's coming against us. That's why we have to be firm in our decision. We have to mean what we say and then make subsequent choices that support that original choice. You see, we have an adversary. It said, be sober, be vigilant, your adversary. So in this scripture, it is identifying your enemy. It says your adversary, the devil, he's going about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And so your adversary is coming against you, and he's trying to get in between you and the Lord. He's trying to come between you and the Lord. He's trying to make you get rid of that original decision and maybe take a lesser decision. No, you stick with the Lord, and you be strengthened the Lord by grace and help of God. All right, let's go to Job and read a little bit. Job was a guy that he was a brother that made a decision, an affirmative decision to live for the Lord. And I want to say something before we get there. Job 1 and 6 is what we're going to read, and we're going to read some other scriptures there too. But I want you to understand something here. Many times it's easy to live for the Lord in the good times. And but Brother Job, he showed us how it's done, did he not?
Yes.
Easy times, hard times, we're going to live for the Lord. We'll trust him when we live. We'll trust him when we die. When all our work is done, we'll reign with him on high. Yes. Somebody have that for us. Read Job 1 and 6.
Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves
all right.
to the Lord.
All right.
Also among
who showed up?
Satan.
Satan showed up. What a surprise. Did y'all know that the enemy will try to come right in amongst the saints?
Amen.
And try to do his work. And he first of all, he doesn't belong here by the grace and help of God. That's why we pray before we preach.
Amen.
That's why we pray before we come to service. The devil has no part in our services by the grace and help of God. But he's going to try it, though. He's going to try it. So our adversary, no matter if you're trying to do good, you can even be in the house of the Lord. He'll be there trying to whisper in your ear. He'll be there trying to distract you from what God has for you. Don't let him do you like that. Say, Lord, help me. I don't want to hear what he's saying right now. I want to dial in to what the Word of God is saying. I want to get the good to my soul. And so, Lord, put a rebuke against him so I can get the needs that I have in my soul. May God help us this morning. And so he showed up, and then what happened? Let's read Job 1 and 1. Let's talk about Brother Job. Did he make an affirmative choice? What happened in verse Job 1 and 1?
There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job.
All right.
And that man was perfect and upright.
Perfect and upright. Feared God and didn't have nothing to do with evil. All right, and so this is Job. This is our first example. When you fear God, the Bible says, let's hear the whole conclusion of the whole matter. Yeah. What are you going to do for beyond that? Fear God and then do what? Keep his commandments. Amen. Well, this is the whole duty of man. Yeah. God's going to bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or evil, did he not? And so what Job did is he had a fear. That the Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. But many times we're going along and we're doing things that we know we shouldn't do because we don't have the right fear of God. And so I encourage you this morning, while you're making that affirmative choice to live for the Lord, make sure you got a healthy fear, a healthy respect, a healthy honor for the Lord God Almighty. It'll help you. So he feared God and he didn't have anything to do with evil. Let's drop down and read verse number 8 and see what that says.
And the Lord said unto Satan,
all right.
Thou consider my servant
Job. All right.
There is none like him in the earth.
Yes.
He is perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and
escheweth
evil.
Amen. So let's think about this. The Lord God Almighty, yep, the creator of the universe, yep, is vouching for Brother Job. Amen. I want to live my life where when the devil come and talk to God about me, he can say, my son down there, Brother Henry, is doing right. I testify of God's goodness. I'm glad to have a great God of heaven that helps us and he's with us. But I want to live in a way, I want my choice to be affirmed and reaffirmed in God, where God can say, that's my child. He's doing what he's supposed to do. That's the kind of life that I want you and I to be living for the Lord. May God help us. This is what God wants from us. So it's not me telling others about the Lord. It was the Lord telling the devil about us.
Yes.
You see? May God help us. And Job went through some things, did he? I'm not going to read every scripture, but I want us to understand that he lived in a way that God vouched for him. God said, this brother is doing the right thing. And so to paraphrase what happened, we know that he went through some trials and tests, did he not?
Yeah.
The devil told him, he said, listen, he doesn't serve you for no reason. You blessed his life. He's rich. He's got all these kids. Everything he does prospers, right? And so he said, listen, anybody would do that. Anybody would do that, right? May God help us. Lord, I started to walk in the light, shining all around me from heaven so bright. I bid the world and its follies adieu. I started with Jesus. And I'm going through.
Yeah.
All right? So that's the affirmative choice, right?
Yeah.
But then there's another verse of that song. It says, many there are who started this race,
yeah,
but with the light they refuse to keep pace.
Yeah.
Others accept it because it is new, but not very many expect to go through. So Job made that choice that we talked about in the first verse of that song.
Yes.
And then when the hard times came,
yes,
when the difficult times came,
yes,
what did Job say? Remember he talked to his wife? What did he tell his wife? Let's read about that. His wife came to him. I want us to understand something. Job 2 and 9 and verse 10, I want us to understand something. When you marry somebody, the Bible says those that were two become one flesh.
Yeah.
And so it's very difficult to say no to your own self. So it's very difficult to say no to your own husband or to your own wife. Did y'all understand that? And so what is happening here is Job is going through all of these difficulties. Things are changing. Things are not fun and easy and good anymore. And so his wife came to it, and she said, and I'm not downing her. It could be anyone. You have to understand that we've got to get to a place where it don't matter who comes and what they say, we're going with the Lord anyway. May God help us this morning. Read Job 2 and 9. What does it say this morning? All right. All right.
Curse God and die.
Curse God and die. All right. Right. Oh, Lord.
What? Shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil?
All right. Praise God.
Amen.
Listen, we got to have it deep down in our souls.
Yeah.
This is what I'm going to do.
Right.
And so he had made his decision, and God had vouched for him, so he had an affirmed decision.
Yeah.
And then now, when the times got tough, and the very closest person to him on this earth came to him and said, listen, maybe we should try something different. He said, no, 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 no. We're going to stick with the Lord. And
yeah.
Did you notice what he said? He said that, are we going to receive good things from the Lord, and then we can't go through nothing difficult?
Right.
Huh? Is that my relationship with the Lord? Lord, long as you're doing me good, Lord. Long as you're doing me good, things are all good. But the minute something go wrong, the minute I get a trial or a test, I'm going to scurry off in another direction. May God help us. Make your choice and then reaffirm your choice in those difficult times. Lord, I'm still with you. You've been with me all this time. You've blessed me. You've helped me. You've shown me your great love for me. You brought me up and also out of a miry clay, out of a deep pit, Lord. And so I'm asking you, Lord, bring me through this as well. I'm going with you, Lord Jesus. I'm going with you. And I don't care who thinks, what they think about me or what they say, I'm going on with you. May God help us this morning. That's Brother Job's example. He left that with us and to encourage us. Reaffirm your decision, all right, to live for the Lord. I talked about just briefly, and you can find it. Write this down if you need to. But it's in Ephesians 5 and 31. It talks about being one flesh. And then Matthew 16 and 24, it says, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. So we have to understand that when you have those kind of close relationships, I've seen it with husbands and wives. I've seen it with parents and children and siblings. You get so close that when they come to you and they come with something different, sometimes there's a pull. There's a battle there that needs to do, but you got to stay with the Lord, because if they don't stay with the Lord, you got to live and pray and love and be there for them, to counsel them and help them, so that when it comes time that God deal with them again, you can help them, bring them on back into the kingdom. May God help us this morning. You hold on to the Lord. You affirm and reaffirm your original decision. Deny yourself, even your loved ones, if you have to, for the Lord. May God help us this morning. Let's go to Brother Daniel. Let's read about him. Listen, I gave you some layups this morning. God gave me some layups, so I'm going to give them to you. Let's talk about Brother Daniel. Y'all know what we're going to talk about this morning, but let's talk about it. I want to go to Daniel 6 and verse number 5. Are you still praying for me is the real question that I have. All right, if you're still praying for me, I appreciate that. But I want to encourage you, don't stop praying for me, because we're not done quite yet. May God help us this morning. Daniel 6 and 5. We want to talk about affirming and reaffirming. Read that for us, 6 and 5, please.
Then said these
men, all right.
We shall not find any occasion,
all right,
Daniel,
all right,
except we find it against him concerning the law of his.
All right, so we know who Brother Daniel is, don't we?
Yes.
Huh? Remember in the last example, Job was vouched for by God. All right? Do you know that when you live right, there's going to be somebody that's going to say that, leave that brother alone, that's a child of God over there. I don't know how he knows the Lord. I don't know how she knows the Lord, but they do know the Lord, because I've seen the fruits in their life. And so these people were coming against him. He was in a high and lofty position, and they wanted to knock him down low. And so they couldn't listen, they looked everywhere in his life and couldn't find nothing wrong with him.
Amen.
Huh? Come on now. Huh? Now that's an affirmative decision there. That means you mean business with the Lord. You've been living right and doing right by the help of the Lord, and they can't find nothing wrong with you but how you serving the Lord. You're doing something right. And I say, if you're in that position, keep going. If you're not in that position, may God help us this morning. Get in that position. Huh? That's what we want, see? That's what we want. We want somebody to come up against us, and they can't find nothing wrong with us.
Amen.
And so they're going to have to attack. And do you know that happens to you and I? They may not come and say these words, but that's what happens to you and I. You child of God, be encouraged in the Lord.
Yes.
I don't know why this person is coming against me. They can't find nothing else to attack you with. Be encouraged in the Lord to affirm and reaffirm and go on for the Lord. May God help us this morning. So they couldn't find nothing wrong with him. And so then what happened? They went and they said, well, we can find something wrong with the king, right? What was the king's problem? Huh? The king, he's in charge. What's the king's problem? What did they cater to in the king? To his flesh, to that pride, huh? They said, with the king, look, I can't find nothing wrong with this brother, but this king, he got a big head, so we're going to go to him and say, oh, king, live forever. Live forever, king. Pump him up a little bit more. Just in case he wasn't pumped up, let's pump him up a little bit more. Right? King, live forever. But I want you to make a decree, because you're so great and you're so awesome. I want you to make a decree that nobody can pray to anybody but you. Right? Nobody should do it. Because what was Daniel doing? Three times a day. He turned his face to a certain direction. He got down on his knees and he prayed, didn't he? And so they said, well, we can't find nothing wrong with him. We're gonna get him on this technicality. So they went to the big-headed king and they said, look here, big-headed king, this is what we're going to do. Can't nobody ask nothing of nobody else except for you.
Right?
Right? And he said, oh, yeah, I am pretty awesome. I'm not going to lie. I am pretty good at what I do, all this kingliness and whatnot. I got all this squared away, right? You see how that worked? He didn't think about Brother Daniel. He was thinking about who he was, and the enemy was working there, wasn't he? But Daniel had made an affirmative choice. He said, I'm going to live for the Lord no matter what. And so the king, he made that decree. And so once, let's go to where that's a few scriptures down. Lord, help me to find it. Daniel 6:10. Read that. The law came down that you can't pray to nobody but the king. You can't ask of anything of anyone other than the king. Read 6:10 for us, please. Is that it?
Daniel knew that the writing was signed.
All right.
He went to his house.
All right.
And his window being open.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Amen.
Yes. Yes.
And then thank the Lord his God.
Yes.
As he did aforetime.
All right. As he did what?
Aforetime.
So what he always did, he kept on doing, didn't he? He knew what the decree was. King said, if you do this, you're going to be put to death. Right? But he said, I've been with God all this time. Yeah. I'm going to stick with the same God that brought me up and also out of a miry clay.
Yeah.
He set my feet upon a rock.
Yeah.
He established my going. He put a new song in my mouth. He's blessed me. He's helped me.
Yeah.
He's been with me the whole time. I'm not going to abandon God now.
Yeah.
Even in the face of danger. Even in the face of, what was it? Was it some little kitty cats down there in that den? What was it? Some tabby cats? A Maine Coon, perhaps? What was it down there? What was in there? Some lions, wasn't it?
Some hungry lions.
They hadn't fed the lions. And so he knew that this is what he was up against. But he did what he always did. And I want to encourage you this morning, when you have affirmed and made your choice, when you reaffirm, you do what you've always done. Lord, I'm going to keep on praying to you. I'm going to keep on serving. I'm not going to close these windows. I'm not going to go to a different room in the house and say it quietly. I'm going to keep on doing what I've always been doing, and that's living for you by the grace and help of God. That's what the Lord wants us to do. Make your choice and stick with it, even in the hard times. It's easy in the easy times, but when it gets hard, what are we going to do? May God help us this morning. God wants us to press on. And be strong in him and the power of his might. You know, there's a song, it's a very simple song, and this came to me when I was writing this message by the help of the Lord. It says, I have decided to follow Jesus. One time. I have decided to follow Jesus. Two times. I have decided to follow Jesus. Then what does it say?
No turning back.
No turning back. This is where we're at with it, saints. You're a child of God. Don't turn back.
Amen.
Don't turn back. Stick with the Lord.
Yes.
He's faithful. Amen. You be faithful by the grace and help of God. All right, one more example. We're going to go on to the New Testament. I want to read something. It's going to be found in Acts. Acts 16 and 23. We're going to talk about two brothers, Brother Paul and Brother Silas.
Amen.
All right, they had made made their choice, and before I go there, I'm almost done. I appreciate your time and your attention, but I want to read this definition. The definition of reaffirm. So affirm is to stay strongly, to take a stance on something and to stick with it, no matter what. Right? This is what we're doing. Reaffirm is state again. The key word is again. State again as fact. Strongly strengthen what already has been affirmed. I said strengthen what already has been affirmed.
Yes.
All right. No turning back. No turning back. I said what I'm going to do, and this is what I'm going to do by the grace and help of God. Matter of fact, I'm going to do it better. I'm going to do it more. I'm going to be more of a child of God than I ever was before by the grace and help of God. They would like to beat us down and dampen and cause us to hide our light and hide it under a bushel and not stand up for the Lord when it's time to stand up and not be strong in the Lord in the power of his might. And I'm encouraging you this morning while I'm encouraging myself. We're going to do it better and we're going to do it more by the grace and help of God. We're going to affirm and reaffirm our stance with God. May God help us this morning. All right. I want us to understand something. Back in the day, and some of the older saints know about this. I'm going to read a scripture, and I want you to get a hold of this before we get to Acts 16 and 23. It's in Revelations. It's in chapter 12. And it's verse number 11, very familiar scripture, but I want us to get a hold of this here. It says here, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by what?
The
word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. All right? And so a successful Christian, one that has affirmed and is reaffirming, is that they understand that the blood of a Lamb is not only is it mighty to save, but it's mighty to keep. So we're saved by the blood of Jesus. But it also talks the word of the testimony. Do you remember back in the day when people would get saved? They'll stand up and they'll say, I thank the Lord for saving me. I thank you for your prayers. Please pray for me. I want to live for the Lord. And I'm not telling you that you have to do that. Maybe you're not there yet, but I'm telling you that it does help. And you have to sooner or later. You got to let the devil know. You got to let the world know. You got to let your friends know. You got to let your enemies know. I am a child of God. I'm going to live for the Lord. I'm going to die for him. And that word of testimony helps in your experience with the Lord. If you're going to live for God, you're not going to be whispering it. You're not going to be hiding off in the shadows, but you're going to stand up and be it accounted for. We're in a war. We're in a battle. We're fighting in the army of the Lord. And danger thickly around our pathway lies. We won't faint or fear. Our Jesus is near. We've enlisted into the service until we get tired of it. Is that what it says? Huh? We're listed into the service until we die.
Yes.
May God help us this morning. We'll press the battle on till the victory is won. We'll reach our crown and mansion by and by.
Yes.
By the grace of God, I know we'll conquer every foe. Why? Because I'm enlisted in the service till I die. I want you to get a hold of this morning. May God help us. If you're not a naturally strong person, you're not a naturally strong person, you don't worry about that. Lord said you can be strong in him, in the power of his might. Huh? And so God has that for us this morning. May God help us this morning. Read for me, please. Acts 16:23.
And when they had played many stripes upon them,
all right,
they cast them into prison.
All right.
Charging the jailer to keep them safe.
All right. And so they out there doing good. Listen, you're doing some good. You're going to get some stripes. You might not get none physically. You're going to get some in a spiritual way. They that will live godly shall what?
Suffer
persecution. Somebody going to come against you. If you're going to make heaven, you're going to know that you're a child of God. Others are going to know that you're a child of God, and you're going to have to do some suffering. If you're going to reign with him, you're going to suffer with him as well. But you're suffering with him, and you're suffering for righteousness' sake. Not just suffering, but suffering for righteousness' sake. This is not popular, and it's not the fun part of the scripture, but it's true, and we need to know this. May God help us this morning. Paul and Silas was out healing people and doing the work of the Lord. And so for their efforts, they threw him in jail. Not only did they throw him in jail, they had him in shackles and then threw him in the inner part of the jail just in case they might get out. They knew that the Lord had power. They knew about the Lord. So they kept him in chains and in shackles in the inner part of the jail. But what did Paul and Silas do? Quit immediately, right?
No.
We in jail now.
It's over now.
Reaffirm. Reaffirm. My experience with the Lord is so strong that I'm being persecuted for it. That's what is happening in that situation. If your experience with the Lord is so strong and you're suffering some persecution, it says, blessed are they. Blessed are they that are persecuted for righteousness' sake. All right? And so this is what happened with Brother Paul and Brother Silas. So they didn't, what was it? Were they in there moping and groping? Did they phone a friend?
No.
They didn't have phones, but maybe they could do it by relay or something. No. They were rejoicing in the Lord, weren't they? They were singing a song and rejoicing in the Lord. They were rejoicing because they knew that God was pleased with their lives. And they knew that God would do something special for them. Read song, Acts 16, 26 through 28. What does it say? 26 through 28, please.
And suddenly there was a great earthquake.
Whoa, wait a minute now. Say that again. What happened?
And suddenly there was a great earthquake.
Okay. Okay.
And immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loose. And the keeper of the prison, awakening out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open,
threw out a sword
and killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled.
All right.
But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here."
If this is not reaffirming, I don't know what is. I don't know what is. You done put me in jail. You got me in these shackles. You're doing me wrong. You know that they got beat as well. I didn't say that, did I? They got beat. They didn't get beat with no little switch neither. This is, you got to remember the times when this was going on. Cruelty was at an all-time high. This is how they did people. So they beat them, threw them in jail, and the earth. They called upon the name of the Lord, and the earth. Come on now. That's a whole nother level. I'd have been happy to just get out of jail. Just get me out of here and get my chains up. When the earth starts shaking, an earthquake happened, not only did their chains come off, but everybody else's chains got off, and the doors flew open. The doors flew open. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Y'all pray for me. I need the Lord to help me. If my chains fell off, and the doors flew open, I say, this must be the Lord. Come on now. Let's be honest. But they were affirmed in the Lord, and they reaffirmed. And the way that they did it, they said, do thyself no harm. We're all here. And so they're concerned not only for the matter of their soul. A child of God is concerned with their own soul. But they are also concerned with the souls of others. In every situation. This is the reaffirming here in this situation. This is showing the love of God. Even in this difficult and harsh situation. I want to encourage you this morning to affirm. Make a definitive choice. Say, Lord, I'm going to live for you until I... If you haven't done that this morning, you can do that right now today. Right, I'm telling you right now today, the Lord is here and he will hear you. You meet the condition, you can make that choice right now today. And when times get tough and times get difficult, I want you to reaffirm. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Call those saints that you know, that those prayers that got you to this point and helped you. Call them saints to pray with you and pray for you. Call upon the name of the Lord yourself. He will hear you. He will deliver you. He will help you and he will keep you. This is the great God of heaven we're talking about this morning. And you can be saved. You can stay saved by the help and grace of God. I appreciate your time, your attention, your prayers for me. My desire is not only to be affirmed in the Lord, but to reaffirm. Every time I'm challenged, every time I come up against some difficulty, I want to stick with the Lord no matter what. And so I ask you to pray for me, and I'll be praying for you along those same lines. I want you to make heaven my home. I want you to make heaven your home. I want to make heaven my home. Be praying for me. I will be praying for you. Thank you.